This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by Matt Carroll. Matt's the Senior Director of U.S. Market Access and Custom Analytics at Intuitive. Intuitive has made a huge growth effort over the last few years into the custom analytics area and does really interesting stuff. Matt, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you for having me. I guess my training and education is focused in health and behavioral economics. If you had to put a label on how the team and I apply it today, it would be change management and perioperative consulting. I learned Kaizen in the U.S. Marines as a much younger person. The Marines paid for my formal education, which was supplemented by 13 businesses that I'd started, the proverbial school of hard knocks. So I've sold many of those, lost others, but it was mostly centered on coordinating human behavior and process behaviors so sellers and buyers can interact one another's mutual benefit.
Thank you. And before we get started on what brought you to Intuitive and what you do today, give us 30 to 60 seconds on your experience in the Marines. What was that like?
It was something that you really can't, now I'm saying later in my life, put a price on. You learn so many intangible skills, you learn accountability, but one that serves me extraordinarily well is I had a major in the Kaizen development, A3 thinking, where we did after action reviews and we focused on being easy on the people and hard on the process. And that takes such a high degree of humility to realize that you probably paid some role in some point of failure of a mission, an operation, or today in a process. And I think if I had to do it all over again, I would do it again. Marine infantry, go to formal schooling. But it was an incredible opportunity.
It's truly fascinating. And what brings you then from there to entrepreneur to business person, now to Intuitive? What brings you to this full circle of coming to Intuitive?
Nothing's changed, Scott. Whether we were in an after-action review with helo pilots or paramilitary people, focusing on the process, where did it fail us? How do we do better together moving forward in terms of standard operating procedures? I applied that in small business consulting when I got back from the Marines. Import companies, real estate companies, and then eventually into orthopedics and into anesthesia. And I fell in love with the Da Vinci S back in 2008 at All Things conference. There it was, this magnificent intervention. And I had a conversation with the rep and wanted to know how this solved the world's problem. And I've made a fantastic, fulfilling living on the periphery of Da Vinci for many years. And then 2016, a mentor of mine said, stop sitting on the sideline. Why don't you actually do your work here at Intuitive and help coordinate care? So that was how I ended up here. But you can juxtapose any of those widgets. It's still the same process. Respect for people, visual management of the actual process of how they interact, and then extreme discipline improving those interactions or the process.
And it takes extreme discipline, you use that phrase, to focus on the problem, not the people. Because it's so easy to get distracted by, is it the right person? Am I upset with how that person acted? Versus, how do we solve the problem? That's a real discipline, isn't it?
It is. It's not easy to do, especially when emotions are high, especially in healthcare. There are so many just innate silos. Some are there by regulatory reasons. Others are there just by broken incentives. And I look at, physicians and nurses very much like enlisted and officers in the military. And you really have to see the forest for the trees. And you have to focus on how the cues and communication between the teams failed us. And we didn't really perform the highest ability of our license or our training. And once you learn that, and there's, verbal judo I've learned over the years, I think it becomes easier. But humans are humans, and when high stakes are on the line, especially in care for patients, sometimes our emotions do get the best of us.
And so now you lead up this area called market access and custom analytics, that team at Intuitive. What does that team do? What does that entail?
Well, I think it's both of those. I think it's first, it's play a critical role in consulting for better care coordination. We do that with internal teams and external teams. And I think the second is patient access advocacy. So both rely heavily on data insights and change management. And I think that that's the antiseptic for that initial amygdala response, the initial emotional response. Data is a powerful antiseptic to that. It provides us truth. And when you focus that data and not weaponize it against people and reports, but how the processes, protocols, programs, products failed us in that moment where we needed it most, I think that really reduces the shame and blame culture. And our team lives there. You know, we try to balance clinical, financial, and operational implications of variation. We predominantly work with leadership, hospital leadership, with large integrated health systems. One of those, you know, consulting for care coordination is more reactive, you know, optimizing return on investment. But patient advocacy is finding those best practices and celebrating it. You do a great deal of that with your viewership and your members. And we try to emulate some of that too through our various 360 events and things like that. Share those best practices on behalf of patient advocacy to minimally invasive care.
Thank you. And Matt, when hospital leaders come to you to help solve problems, help think through problems, what are the 2 to 3 things that you're typically brought in to look at? What do they bring you in?
Yeah. Well, they're critical thinkers, and overwhelmingly, they want to begin with where are we today? We call that current state build out. And where are the best practices? We have some of these hypotheses that we want to test in terms of operational throughput or financial feasibility or outcomes. And they want to understand where they are in relationship, where they think they want to take the program. So that's where we usually begin. But that quickly evolves into a proactive strategy where once we get everything in order, we look to either optimize every OR day, every block schedule, 7 days a week. We expand it into the evenings or into the weekend, and then go on the offense in the community and make sure that referring physicians and large practices and payer relations are armed with that standard of care information so that they can get incremental volume.
And think about when you're looking at this, who brings your team in? Is it someone on the senior C-suite team? Is it an operating service line director in the surgical service area, in the laparoscopy area? Or is it the CEO, the CFO, the COO? Who talks to you? Who decides we could really use Intuitive's help on the analytics side?
You know, our commercial teams, you know, the local reps and the directors we have incredible access to the C-suite and any perioperative leader. And they'll work hand in hand with that customer's teams or other off-the-shelf data sets that we have, but they'll typically bring us in. But I would say on the customer side, the titles vary, but a key attribute is someone that sees or is incented to care about care coordination strategy. So the most effective leaders that we work with work to send their patients home in their communities safer, sooner, with less of their health system's resources per episode, an environment that surgeons, anesthesia, and nursing want to work in. And many of them fully recognize that that is either a competitive niche or it enables their mission. So the titles vary. Depending on the problem we're solving, it could be a perioperative director, VP, but it's if you had to put a number on it, say 70%+ would be CFO or COO would serve as an executive sponsor for that type of work. They're not there at the day-to-day, but they see the forest for the trees. They enable their teams and our teams to work together to get it done, and they want to be apprised of every milestone that we hit. We embrace the lean process improvement, so plan, do, check, act, adjust. Those are the milestone activities that they want to be apprised of to remove any barriers and to incent, you know, the speed of operation.
And talk for a moment about when you start this, who works with you? How many hospitals have worked with you? What does it look like working with your custom analytics team? Tell us a little bit how that feels and looks like and how you work with them.
Yes. I think the highest compliment towards collaboration is what we call real-world evidence transfer. And that's taking enterprise data, revenue cycle services data, and surgical information services data like Epic, SurgeonNet, what have you. And when we receive those as a flat file data transport to our team and other teams that we work to flatten the file and make insights, transform it into insights, I think that's the highest compliment. And I would say the 308 as of today in the last 18 months have provided that type of real world evidence. Now, there are hundreds of hospitals that have used our system logs and third party data that we purchased to work on care coordination or patient advocacy strategies. But I think that's the highest level of evidence and the highest level of evidence of a transfer. But Scott, the thing to remember is each one of those 308 hospitals, yes, they provided a data transfer, but that translated into hundreds of project charters focused on perioperative coordination, length of stay coordination, PACU, utility increase, reducing variation, thousands of customers over the last 18 months, many of them just wanting to work on reducing variation, provide the best possible care for their patients in their community. It's really rewarding work.
Does it ever surprise you that as a device company, at least originally, and the holy grail of all the device companies is to be beyond a device company and a trusted advisor and a close partner. Yet very few consulting companies are ever able to accomplish this. Very few device companies are, and yet Intuitive has managed to cross that chasm from sort of device company to also partner, consultant, advisor. Does this ever surprise you that you've been able to make that effort, that bridge that gap?
I think any vendor that aligns their selling process to a customer's buying process and make that a priority, stands to have a higher degree of collaboration. Now, our leadership made a significant pivot in 2014 and changed our commercial leadership to really focus on that. And I'm not surprised by the access that our commercial teams have. They've have a tremendous amount of trust with hospital operators. They've committed capital dollars and our team has committed resources. I think what I am surprised in is how quickly customers adopt, and then make better any of the digital insights and technology that we have. And if you go back to our very beginning, we're supposed to be a cardiac company. It's but for brave urologists and brave GYN surgeons to follow, and now general surgeons, they're paving the way. And in turn, every year, our engineers and marketing teams and sales teams are stepping up and providing better platforms. So I think it's always surprising to see the next frontier, and the speed of which that occurs is amazing. And it's almost too much to keep up with.
Yeah. I mean, how does it feel? I mean, how does it feel to move from a career as a Marine and infantry person to this crazy pace that you work at now? I mean, is it different or is it the same, but for the physical danger? I mean, how do you, and I take it there's a lot less physical danger in Intuitive than there was in the Marines.
Oh, yes. Infinitely so. Yes. I think it gives you a lot of temerity and nerves and steel when you have high stakes conversations. But the lean principles are here at Intuitive and we practice them. So in Kaizen, you have respect for people, you have visual management, and then you have focus on the process. Here we have technology. That's the process. So we have a lot of smart systems that can visualize the workflow from end to end, and we're getting better at it. And we're trying to put that in the hands of surgeons on their phones, some of those insights. And then you have the respect for people, I think, is the underlying theme. And we've made significant investments in human factors team, and that deep, profound human understanding is where we live right now. And then when you combine the technology and that profound respect for people and visualize it through all of our data infrastructure, third-party data, real-world evidence, the platforms to share that with customers, mobile and more in a workflow, I honestly don't know what else I would do. This company really embraces, I think, the highest form of collaboration. And what a lot of people try to achieve in their lean transformations at company. We don't call it lean. It's just integrated in our DNA. You know, we started as an engineering firm, and it's across every function of our business. It's amazing. A lot less dangerous, but infinitely more rewarding. It's really profound work we get to do.
I mean, it is fascinating to see how Intuitive has bridged and evolved these gaps over the years, and just the level of sheer intellectual effort together with the values of Intuitive and the principles you bring to the table. It's really an amazing company to watch and get a chance to visit with some. Let me ask you, Matt, another question. Where does Intuitive take their data and consulting capabilities in the future? I mean, what becomes the end game? Is it really to be 95% a device company and everything supports the Da Vinci robot and the robotics and being the absolute leader in robotics, which you are, or is it to also be a consulting firm and close to hospitals as well? Where do you take these data and consulting capacities going forward?
We've only scratched the surface. As I mentioned, what's possible today, there are some gaps from standards and some troubleshooting that we've been doing. And that gets us to a higher standard of service and reliability and predictability for the customer. But along the way, the customers are pushing the boundaries of care coordination, what's possible with our technology, and really collaborating with our engineers, marketing teams, commercial teams, consulting teams to make it even better together. Our roots are in Silicon Valley, and we're not a device company. We are a minimally invasive care company. And I knew I personally landed in the right place. One of the first meetings I went to, our CEO, Gary Guthart, standing up there talking about the original intention of Da Vinci platform was to create a linear clinical pathway. That is the holy grail. But he has made significant investments in training and team and resources, the right type of thinking and the right types of business development activities that we're doing in the background. You look in the Luminal business now. We're only scratching the surface. I am very bullish, and I only know the tip of the iceberg of what our senior leadership wants to do, but there's so much more to do with what we already have. It's exciting time to be at Intuitive.
Matt, it's a pleasure to get a chance to visit with you today. Just a great pleasure. It's certainly the first Marine I've talked to today and the first Marine that I've talked to in a long time that helps lead up a global robotics firm, digital assisted surgery firm, simply magnificent. The podcast today is brought to you by Becker's Healthcare in conjunction with Intuitive. Intuitive is a global technology leader and pioneer in robotic assisted surgery. Matt, I have to tell you, what a pleasure to visit with you today. Thank you very, very much for joining us. What a pleasure.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.